Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, Rendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And the Enforcer.
And welcome back to Going In Raw. It's time for Hell in a Cell. So we're going to do predictions, and then on Sunday we're going to do our live reactions right here at the YouTube, and our recap is going to be right there on the Twitch. So hopefully you'll join us for that.
Yes.
And, you know, we've got the Trios title on the line. We've got the WWE predictions title on the line. Oh, and yeah, who owns them both? That's right, I do right now.
Yeah, but I got this one still in my hand.
Well, that's there, but it I mean,
yeah, I understand that. I am just a custodian.
I do not like. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
I'm gearing up for a big L.
Wow,
big what? L, big L.
You're doing what I do, saying lowering expectations.
Oh, really, they can't low. Be lower. They're
and
in the
then
dirt.
When you win, you're like, wow, whoo.
You do need to appreciate, though, this time around. I know your big complaint. Mm. I don't like ties because everything is so predictable now. There's at least like three matches where
three
I'm
matches
like,
that are
I don't know.
Crapshoots. I understand. I
don't know. Hell, I'll be honest with you. Everything besides Bianca Bailey is kind of up in the air.
I tend to agree. I tend to agree with you to some extent on three of them. Other ones, they kind of fall in line. But
yeah, I don't feel like there's a whole lot of ambiguity in the WWE title match because Drew pinned the champion on Raw. So
I forgot about that. I do have Bobby, and I figured he's gonna. Yeah, I forgot about that, Kevin. You're absolutely right. Yeah, jeez. You're absolutely.
So
right.
Anyway, so let's before we get into picks,
spoilers, get out of here.
Before we get into picks, let's talk about confidence points. Six matches on the card. For Hell in a Cell, the match you're most confident in, you give 6 points. Match you're least confident in, 1 point. So on and so forth. So each match has a unique point value attached to it. You get your pick right on that match. You get those points. Whoever has most points at the end of the show wins predictions.
Of course. Wow. And as always, what goes on is a champion's advantage. If there is a tie, the current champion going in retains. So right now, Steve has that luxury, correct?
Yeah. Two out of the last three shows, he's retained via tie.
Correct.
Yes. And it happened actually one time in one of these shows. I think in WrestleMania Backlash, there was a tie, and Steve had an advantage, and he retained. So it isn't like it's out of the realm of the norm.
Yeah, it happened at TakeOver, too.
That's right. That's right. So, having a lot of ties here. So let's get after it, man.
Yeah, let's get into it. First match I have here, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. This is just announced tonight on SmackDown. But these two gentlemen have been feuding for, I don't know, like a decade.
Yes, so very long
the only
time.
Disappointment here is this match isn't in Hell in a Cell because
I was hoping they would announce.
I know.
Kind of would,
do something crazy and creative. You know, just tossing somebody off the cage, but do something really creative with it. Anyways, Enforcer, who do you got?
This is one of those ones where I have low confidence on it because it could swing either way, and it's believable for me in either way.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling here that Kevin Owens will come out on top on this match, but I've only got 2 confidence points on that fact.
What about you, Steve?
Same. Copy and paste. I got Owens with 2 confidence points. Owens won at WrestleMania, which could suggest Sami Zayn's going to win here. But Owens also got hit with the nail like twice, which suggests he might win there. I don't know. 2 confidence points.
I got Sami Zayn 2 confidence points. Not only did Kevin Owens win at WrestleMania, they had a rematch on Raw the week after. Kevin Owens won that match too.
All right.
Sami Zayn is due. Game. Already.
I got Sami Zayn 2 confidence points.
All right. That might be it. That might do it.
That might be it. That might be it. Afterwards, we just shut it down and move on with our day.
Shut it down. We don't even have to do our recap.
I feel like there's going to be not a whole lot of discussion here. Next match, this seems like a pretty sure thing. Bianca Belair defending the SmackDown Women's title against Bayley. We all have Bianca 6 confidence points, right?
Yep.
You know what? Even before you guys said that, I had already penciled in the 6s there. So, yeah, we're good. Yeah. 666, if you will. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not a doubt. Not a doubt.
Yeah. The stand tall math going to the pay per view only solidified that. Bianca's totally retained.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on next. Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. Steve, who do you got?
I mean, Cesaro got a big win at WrestleMania. I feel like they're going to figure Rollins into some pretty big stuff coming up with fans being back. He's due to have a main event push of some sort. Hopefully it's against Reigns because that sounds like a lot of fun. They're going to get Seth Rollins back on track with a win. It'll probably be a dastardly win. So I got Rollins with 3 confidence points. I mean, he shouldn't win given that he totally had the upper hand in this feud. He stomped the crap out of Cesaro. I think that moment probably should lead me to believe that Cesaro is going to win, but Seth Rollins is a big deal. Cesaro got his WrestleMania win. That's his win for like the year, so we're good on that. Rollins, 3 confidence points.
What about you?
I feel you on that one. For me, I'm going on what I saw tonight. The ultimate of stand tall math. Cesaro literally stood up,
actually stood,
pushed him down.
Yeah.
And that basically was his win. But then again, this one could squeak the other way. This is the one that I have the least on.
Wow. Whoa.
So Seth Rollins with only 1.
Wow.
I have.
I got Seth with 4. Again, they've had 2 previous matches. Cesaro has won both of them at WrestleMania and then on SmackDown like a month later.
You know,
Seth is due. Seth gets the win, 4 confidence points.
I'm very excited for that one because even if Cesaro wins that one, that takes points out of your guys' basket a lot more than me. So bring it on, baby. So once again, intrigue here with our picks.
Yeah,
I like it.
That's true. Speaking of intrigue, let's see if anybody can make heads or tails. Who's going to win this next match?
I need to know how many confidence points Enforcer has on this.
All right.
Because
so.
it's going to be like outrageous. Yeah. It's going to be a true manic pick.
There's
a match that might not have any finish whatsoever.
I know, right?
Alexa Bliss versus Shayna Baszler.
Well, I have to do something here, right? I'm chasing. I have physical possession, but not actual like
legal,
ownership of
legal
it.
Legal ownership.
Legal, exactly. So, yeah, baby, ring that bell. This is the manic pick here. Alexa Bliss with 5.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Alexa, there might not even be a finish here. That's amazing.
Man.
Oh, my God.
That is some moxie.
Diamond hands, baby, to the
Moxie.
Moon. Let's go.
Moxie.
That's huge.
Wow. I know, right? Big swings, man. Big swings. You got to, man.
Wow.
I know, right?
Alexa I've got Bliss Alexa with Bliss five, yeah. with one.
Hey, there you go. Look
I have
at that.
No idea.
Yeah.
No idea. Okay, so wait, what happens if in the pre-show they announce that this match isn't going to happen or something weird? Like, not if the match actually, like, they advertise the match. What happens if in the pre-show some weird shit happens?
I think we decided that if it's announced ahead of time the match had been canceled, then we re-rack.
But
during the course of the show, including the pre-show, if it is canceled for whatever reason,
did I just lose it? Yeah.
Okay.
Then all that's right. just how it's going to be, man.
Okay.
But could you imagine? Just picture this one here. Somehow Cesaro gets that win, and then Alexa wins with that one. Dude, I got it all, baby. Come on.
That's a massive swing. That is
big
a massive swing.
Swing.
Let's
big
do
swing.
It, man. That's what I got to do. But Larson, how do you feel about this one?
I have no idea what's going to happen. I have Alexa Bliss one confidence point.
There you go. That's what I like to see.
None. Zero.
I'll be sitting in that boat all by myself, rowing on to victory, baby. Sleeping with the fishes.
I love it.
One of the two. Let's talk about the Raw Women's Championship. Champion Rhea Ripley defending against Charlotte Flair. Steve, who do you got?
I think this is going to be a title change. I think they're going to re-rack Charlotte for Becky. This is the place to do it. You do it at Hell in a Cell. She's got, obviously, the experience advantage. Rhea Ripley's not working right now. I think you got to re-rack Rhea as well. So, Charlotte wins. I got four confidence points in this
match.
Wow.
Enforcer, who you got?
All right. Basically, a rinse and repeat there. I think, you put Charlotte with that belt. You get Becky back in. That is your match for SummerSlam. And I would love to be there for it. I've got three for Charlotte on this one. I agree. Title change at Hell in the Cell. Charlotte, 3 points.
I'm going to disagree with you, gentlemen. I got Rhea Ripley, 3 confidence points.
Wow.
There you go.
I got to take
some
chances.
I love
There's
it.
My chance. Wow. Well, I got 2 chances between Sammy.
I feel much better about my Owens pick because I think you're on to something with the Sammy pick. I forgot about that second that rematch. I think you just screwed yourself, though. But that's
cool. No, I don't think so. Rhea might retain. Cause I don't think it's a sure thing that we're going to get Charlotte and Becky. They might do Becky and Bayley for SummerSlam because, after Bayley loses here, Bianca's going to move on to something else, you know, another storyline. So all that right. opens up Bayley for something.
All right.
So Rhea, 3 cool. confidence
I was, points. I was sweating it if you were just – if the only variation was going to be Owen Zane. I was kind of sweating it.
Okay,
but I'm glad that we're mixing up a little bit. That's
you're
great.
Actually feeling better about this thing. Yeah. It's weird how like I feel very good about my picks so far, and then you guys are feeling very good about your picks. Let's see who is going to be completely off the mark. Because someone's got to be. All right, it's probably going to be me.
Probably gonna be me.
No,
probably
I feel terrible about it.
We all feel good, but also at the same time, like really.
Yeah, exactly.
I am happy. I am happy coasting off past achievements. I've had a really good run. I've had a lot of titles. Came up just short of Ultimo. I'm okay
Almost
with that.
Ultimo.
I learned some lessons.
Well, you're
I'm all about
go
wins.
This, so.
That's not
right.
Ultimo.
It is.
That's right.
Wins.
Part of Ultimo.
I
win when I sleep, baby.
Yeah, you do. That is true. That's totally true.
We got one more match here for the WWE title. Champion Bob Lashley against Drew McIntyre. Who you got, Enforcer?
Oh, man. Just like you said, Drew stood tall. Lashley went in it. I want Lashley to have a nice long reign. Somehow, once again, you got fans back. Start to position him to go up against Brock. Make him look strong. I hope that is the play. I hope that is the plan. But I got 4 on Lashley. I'm glad it's main eventing. I'm kind of glad that Ray and Roman get out the way. This should be a hell of a match, though, man.
It should.
So I got 4. With Lashley.
I got Bobby Lashley with 5. I mean, Drew pinned him on Raw.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should say it all. Bobby Lashley's going to retain. Looks like he's got a story with Kofi Kingston coming up next, potentially. And that should be really good, too. I don't know what's next for Drew after this. But
celebrity guy.
Could be. He's going to be out of the title picture opening for a while. Yeah, Braun's gone.
You're right. There is an opening. You're absolutely right.
There's an opening. Now. Yep, yep, absolutely. I wouldn't feel so bad if Drew kind of like went away for a bit.
Isn't that being celebrity guy?
Well, it's no, like, that means he's actually there. Then you're like, no, I'd rather him just be completely out of content, like not being there. Because if he's there, then you're like, oh shit, this guy used to be champ a few months ago. Now look at him.
Yeah,
he's fighting the guys from SNL or whatever thing, you know.
Yeah, I have Lashley with 5 as well.
All right,
everything you guys said is absolutely true. He just pinned Drew McIntyre, and there has been no chatter about Drew McIntyre having a big title match against any contenders at SummerSlam, but there has been the chatter potentially, possibly, of Brock Lesnar.
A new rumor.
And like you said, Kofi is waiting there as well for Bobby Lashley. So,
opportunities abound there. Right, absolutely. Anyways,
let us know what you guys think in the comments below.
And
let
give us a like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toss us a like. Hit that subscribe button. Hopefully we'll see you on Sunday for our live reactions to Hell in a Cell. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Take care, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.